a civil liberties group is asking a Central Texas high school to reconsider a policy prohibiting students from buying prom tickets for same-sex guests.
What city?
Lago Vista.
Yeah, it's right outside of Austin.
Uh-huh. Why can't they buy a prom ticket if they're same-sex couples?
There now.
Don't you think that's a violation of their rights, though, Giorgio? Even if you're against same-sex couples, they ought to be allowed to go to prom together.
The prom is for a girl to go with a guy or a guy to go with a girl. That's what the prom is for.
A prom is for two people who are in love to go together.
And how often do the people that go to a prom together, how often are they in love?
That's very, very often.
No.
In the gay community.
Almost never. They're horny is what they are.
Who did you go to prom with?
I went to prom with a sister of a girl in my class.
That girl?
No, not a sister.
A nun?
She was a sophomore. I took a sophomore to my senior prom.
Really?
Yeah.
I think I went to two proms. My junior year and I went my senior year.
I just went my senior.
I went with my long-term girlfriend my senior year, and then my junior year, although I was with my long-term girlfriend then, I went with another girl.
Sorry.
Is it? It might not be. I don't know. I don't know.
Proms sucked.
Oh, they were great.
Oh, I hated mine.
I thought they were all dumb.
We had a good time.
Who'd you take, George?
Junior year, my longtime girlfriend, and my senior year.
The one that went out with Mark Bavaro?
Senior year, just a good... I went with a very good friend of my senior year.
Did you guys get on?
Yeah. So you purchased the same-sex ticket.
Yeah, we were golf teammates together. No, it was a girl. In fact, it was the girl who lived next door. We're just good friends. And
do you still talk to her?
Yeah, every once in a while.
Does she look different than she did back then?
She married a good friend of mine.
Is he bitter that you got it on with his now wife?
We didn't get it on. We didn't do anything. We were friends.
Is that tense, by the way, if one of your friends ends up marrying a girl that you had stuff go on?
Yeah, I would think that would be.
It's very tense.
I don't know anything about it. Do you?
I've never had that happen either. But I think it is very tense.
Oh, I would imagine it would be, yeah.
I have friends who have had that happen, and they're not the wife-swapping couple anywhere.
Well, you got some wild friends, Rich.
You do.
And is it acknowledged?
Oh, yeah, they're really good friends, and they knew all about it, no big deal. They never, like, at the same time or, you know, while one was dating. But
like, if you got married, Craig, and you knew that I had just done everything with your wife.
It would be so uncomfortable knowing where your head might have been.
What?
I mean, your top head.
What?
I guess.
Yeah,
anyway.
It would be tense.
Hey, Sports Town.
You know, one of Corby's best friends married Corby's sister.
Yeah.
Which is a little weird.
Yeah.
That's kind of weird. That's not that bad.
No, I don't think that's as bad as the... But see, Corby and his friends, they've all traded women around.
That's weird. You shouldn't
date... And I think one of Corby's friends did marry one of his ex-girlfriends.
That's too weird.
Oh, gosh, I just couldn't take that. That's so crazy.
That's way too weird.
Or was it Kelly and Mark Bavaro? Who was Mark Bavaro with? Why do you still get so tense about that?
I don't get tense. It's not worth talking about.
Sure it is.
About it. No,
he's a big-name NFL player.
Yes.
So what?
Which girlfriend was it?
It doesn't matter.
See, he's still all worked up.
I'm not worked up about it. It just doesn't matter.
It wasn't Kelly, though.
No.
Who was it?
It was a girl that I went out with.
For how long?
I don't know, 3 or 4 years.
Wow, that's a long time. So how did you guys end up breaking up?
I haven't heard this story. Yeah, tell me.
Shut up, Junior. No, I don't have to tell stories like that on the air.
Did you break up with her?
Listen, I'm not going to come out here talking about my past relationships. It's not fair to her or, you know.
She broke up with you. And how long after that did she start going out with Mark Bavaro?
I'm not
going
to answer questions. End of convo.
She broke up with you to go out with Mark Bavaro.
No.
Did she only date tight ends?
I'm not going to talk about it.
What other portions of the NFL was she servicing at the time?
See, now you're being unfair to her.
How? Oh. She broke up with you to go out with Mark Bavaro.
That's not the story.
Quit saying that over and over.
Well, then what is the story? I'm offering you a chance to correct me. I don't know. I'm trying to learn. I'm here to learn.
And I'm telling you to stop talking about it.
Okay, if it's that tense.
It's not tense. It's just not worth talking about.
Well, it obviously is worth talking about if everyone's curious about it.
Not everything that I've...
Uh-oh, George is having a press
conference. Hang on, I'm having a press conference. I don't need to talk about this subject anymore on the air. Thank you.
Mr. Dunham?
No, no questions.
Yes, we'll take a couple questions
for Mr.
Dunham.
No, we will not take any questions.
Here in the front row, please plug in your microphone and
will
ask.
Will you at least comment on why you don't want to comment on it?
Because it was, it's not worth talking about. It's a private matter, and I really don't want to talk about it.
We'll take a couple more questions.
Will you at least tell us the time? It's Gordon Keith of the Ticket. The time frame of when this happened.
It was a long time ago. Thank you very much.
Well, I have another question.
We'll take seven more questions.
Was it a threesome?
No. Shut up, Fernando.
I have a question for Mr. Dunham.
Right here for Mr. Dunham.
Mr. Dunham, Gordon Keith of the Ticket again. You had gone out with a girl for 3 years, and she broke up with you to go out with Mark Bavaro. What are your feelings about this?
I have no comment. Thank you.
Mr. Dunham, is that why you hate the Giants?
No, I just hate you, Fernando. On with Gordon.
As long as you're at the podium, you're going to have to continue to answer these questions. Yes, here in the front row.
Mr. Dunham, have you spoken with Mark Bavaro since this happened?
I believe I can answer that for Mr. Dunham. The answer is yes.
Oh, now you're on the
hello.
Podium.
I will now be speaking for my client, Mr. Dunham.
Mr. Miller.
Yes, in the front row.
Have you ever had a girl break up with you to go out with an NFL guy?
No, I have not. But my client has. Mr. George Dunham had a girl break up with him to go out with Mark Bavaro.
Even a story. Just stop it.
Miller, did it break his heart?
Yeah, no. I believe so.
It's not even the story, so shut up.
Oh, wait, he's back on mic.
Oh, hey, he's back on the podium. Mr. Dunham.
The press conference is over.
All right. I didn't intend to get off on that subject, although your ex-girlfriend certainly seemed to.